All right, we're calling the meeting to order at 7 o'clock p.m. First matter of business is attendance. Administrative Director Tabin.
Senator Clark.
Here.
Oh, my goodness. I don't have a question. Okay, it is, you know, a month into the school year. Looking back at your first year, or if it is your first year, what would be the advice you would give yourself on your first month of school? All right, go.
I didn't spend time. Okay, Senator Clark, so you can answer the question.
Cry more.
Senator Robinson? Senator Wicklund?
Oh, jeez. This is going to sound bad, but lower your expectations.
Speaker Oscar?
Do your homework.
Senator Anderson?
Use a planner.
Senator Fonder?
I'm going to wake up for your second and I'm going to be here.
Senator Kalani? Kalyani.
Save your leaves.
Senator Shugel?
Switch to political science major.
Senator Veersbud?
Prioritize, I don't know, time management.
Senator Allen?
You're going to have some rough days.
Senator Hagianis? Senator Concepcion?
Actually, sleep.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Senator Pham?
Don't be over involved.
Senator.
Oh,
you're doing it otherwise. Can I get pronunciation of your last name from you? Bam?
Yeah.
And Senator Young?
Be more social.
Senator Lane?
Go to chapel with friends.
Senator Steinwand?
Yeah. Relax.
Pronunciation?
Steinwand.
Senator Swenson?
That's not as bad as you think.
Administrative Director Tabin. I don't know the question, but I'm here. Technology Director Fan.
Don't be over involved.
That's a good one. Finance Director Keeley.
Don't be too, don't get caught behind in class.
Ombudsperson O'Neill.
Talk to your pals.
Parliamentarian Edholm.
Don't let 8 friends stay over during homecoming weekend.
Chair Nguyen.
Try to relax more and don't think again.
And the other Chair Nguyen?
Nothing. I will change anything.
Chair Mir.
Stop playing League of Legends.
Chair Harbeck. Chair Anderson?
Drop truck two.
Co-President Svensson?
Go to the involvement fair.
Co-President Nagagarama?
Stay true to yourself.
International Center Representative Seyong?
Planet.
How do you pronounce it?
Seyong.
And Controller Arshad?
Leech isn't that hard of a professor as he looks.
All right, with that, we have quorum. Next thing on the agenda, approval of the minutes from September 18th. Are there any issues with the minutes? Issues with the minutes? Issues with the minutes? If not, minutes are approved. All right. Community comment. Is there anyone from the community that wishes to comment? Community comment. Community comment. No community comment. Old business. All right. Our first order of business will be finance for a contingency update. I give the floor to Finance Chair Keeley.
All right. First off, I want to thank everyone who has applied for the Finance Committee. The applications are due on this Sunday, and for those new senators, I have applications with me, or I can email them to you. And as far as contingency update goes, due to multiple sources and poor bookkeeping of last year, the contingency is in limbo right now. I have some questions to ask for Jonas and just kind of get some clarification. So, we're good, got it. That's where we're at.
Any questions for the finance chair? Questions? Senator Clark?
What does it mean that the contingency is in limbo?
It means that I have multiple numbers of what the contingency is based on what the controller last year and the chair last year gave me. So I need to talk to Jonas.
Okay. And then also, could you just explain to everyone here what the contingency is?
Yes. So the contingency budget is the money that is left over after last year's finance committee allocated all of the Senate funds to each respective student org and block budget. Contingency is what we then use for the mid-year budgeting process. Let's say a student org or club were to come in and ask for a mid-year budget, or if the student senate wanted to pay for anything on the spot or do any projects. So that's what the contingency budget is for.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Any further questions for the finance chair? Questions? All right. Health and housing charge update from the charge last week.
I contacted physical plans and already sent her a response to Senator Clark. Essentially, the mouse shot that had sticky physical plans are moving away from that, but there's still some around, which the main purpose of them are for bugs. So I have let physical plan know, and they have updated with the facility crew, and they will soon replace the mouse shot.
Any questions for the health and housing chair? Questions? Questions? All right, thank you. Ethics. Election update.
Well, you're all here, so congrats on winning your respective elections. A special welcome to Senator Simon Simpson and Robinson, when she's not here. Those were ones that I can know a little later. The only spots that we still have left to fill are college view and off campus. So if you know anybody in either of those places, then I'll let them know that they should run for Senate. And I think that's it. If you have any thoughts on the election process, let us know. The two senators on ethics committee are Clark and Wicklin, and I think we'll go about finding a student at large the next week or so.
Right.
I guess those are pending approval, right?
Yeah, those will be approved next week at the meeting. We'll approve both ethics and finance. Is there any questions for the ethics chair? Questions? Questions? All right. Next update is our cabinet charge that was charged to us last week. With that, I will yield the floor to my co-president, Gabriano.
Yep. Thank you. With the charge, so what we came up as cabinet, we decided that we would like to move the day to the first meeting of Senate, since cabinet meets like in the spring for the first time, so that will complicate the language. But if we do the first meeting that Senate has in the fall, then it's going to be clear about how many years are going to go in the next years.
Does anyone have any questions on that change that we made? Any questions or comments about that? Questions? Senator Clark?
Just a comment. I think that sounds great. Thank you guys for looking into that. Good work. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? All right. Board of Trustees report. That is also co-president Ingabirano.
So we gave a report to the Board of Trustees on Friday at 1:30 p.m. and we essentially updated them on what Senate has been up to in terms of how the elections went. We updated them on the climate of the campus in terms of how the campus seems to be more calm and things seem to be going well, and how in the previous meeting, the previous day, we brought up the issue with KEDA, how DACA, how we haven't seen any like upheaved responses from the student body, how it's being dealt, I think, with the administration with, like, in a more calm way, more than, like, in other campuses it seems to be like a little bit heated, maybe because they began earlier and things are happening at the same time when the school was running. We also did them on our goals this year at Senate in terms of connecting the student body with Senate, the student leaders with other student leaders on campus, and Senate as a whole as well. And also clarifying that we are going to continue to take a professor to lunch program to keep connecting students with the faculty.
Is there any questions for Co-President Ingabirano about our communication with the Board of Trustees? Questions? All right. Next item is a MAPSIS report. For that, I give the floor to Connections Chair Anderson.
So for those of you who don't know what MAPSIS is the Minnesota Association of Private College Councils. So essentially what happens is Minnesota private colleges buy into that council, and as a result, they then also have student representatives on like a student council portion. And so me and Hubert were on a conference call a couple weeks back now, just talking about what that organization's plans are moving forward. They host a winter and a spring conference, and so this winter they'll be hosting a conference on December 2nd, starting at noon at St. Olaf, with the theme of creating community, peers connecting with peers. Additionally, we talked about kind of some best practices with governing organizations, how many organizations each college has. Our college has a significantly larger number of organizations than any other college that's part of MAPSIS. And so that's what's going on there.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Connection Chair Anderson? Questions? Senator Young?
Aside from the conferences in the spring and fall, what else does MAPSIS do? Or why buy into it?
The college buys into the Greater Minnesota Association of Private Colleges because they're a lobbying group. They do a lot. They're part of the Day at the Capitol. At the Capitol. You might have seen stuff for that last year. They lobby for the Minnesota State Grant, trying to get that to be applicable to a larger number of students, have larger awards for that, as well as other private college interests. And then the student portion of that, we have monthly meetings, sometimes in person in the Twin Cities, sometimes on a conference call like our last one was. And we talk about typical Senate issues, right? So Oregon student organizations, we talked about activism quite a bit last year, just different topics like that that are relevant to campuses.
Thank you. Any further questions for the chair? Questions? All right, thank you. All right, is there any other old business? Other old business? Going once. Going twice, done. All right, new business. So earlier this summer, our cabinet was reached out to with a question from Andrea Junso regarding the billboards across from the counseling center. Currently, there is some concern about the fact that they aren't really being utilized. There's not a lot that's getting put up there, and anything that is up there has been up there for a while. And so they're kind of looking to take that in a new direction and use something else with it. The idea that Andrea had was to make it so that the skyway right here that connects the campus center to alumni is with all those windows that people put the posters on, to have it so that we don't put posters on the skyway anymore, and instead that those billboards become where organizations can put their posters. So she wanted us to have a conversation about that as Senate, see kind of what we think about moving the posters. This was the only suggestion for what to do with the space, and so I think she wants a response more geared towards no posters in the glass skyway, posters moved to those billboards. And so with that, I will open up the floor for discussion. Senator Clark?
Yeah, I think that, I think it's a great idea to open up the board across from the counseling center for organizations to utilize, but I also think it would be not in our best interest to take away poster privileges within the skyway. A lot of organizations use that, and it's a very heavily trafficked area, especially when the winter months come and people are trying to get out of the cold and go to the CAF. I just don't foresee anyone necessarily being the most happy with losing the advertising space. And especially if you replace it with the billboards across from the counseling center, that's a lot less trafficked of an area, because it means you have to either go to the library. So I am in opposition of taking away privileges for the skyway. I yield.
Okay. Senator Allen?
I agree with Senator Clark. I do think, though, that the posters in the skyway need to be more regulated. Maybe there are only certain dates that you can put up your poster around, like, the time of the event, just because it is cluttered. So, but it's good advertising space, so I think if we regulated it, it would be a better use of advertisement. I yield my time.
All right. Does anyone else wish to discuss? Senator Wicklund?
I'd just like to echo Senator Clark's position as well. I think that it doesn't make, or it wouldn't be very beneficial to the student body to take away that highly trafficked area and the advertisements there, because the other area doesn't get as much traffic. And I can't think of another area that has as much traffic as the skyway either that would be easily accessible for the posters, so I would be opposed to this.
Any further discussion on the question? Discussion? Discussion? All right, that ends that. Thank you for giving us some feedback. We will relate that on to Andrea Genso. That was all that we have for new business right now. Is there any other new business? Senator Shugel.
So this year I'm serving on the school's curriculum committee, which is currently and so at the last meeting we had last Friday, they asked if they would be able to come to Student Senate and present what their current plan is and like what they're doing with the plan right now. And I was wondering if that'd be able to be scheduled at some point in October.
I believe so. We could have that more as a community comment that could be done, because it doesn't really fit into either old business or new business as far as I know. But we can make sure that we get them on if they could let us know around when they would like to come in and update us. All right. Thank you. Any other new business? Senator Allen?
Some of my constituents approached me, and they were wondering about the possibility of opening the feminine cabinets around the school and making that free, and I thought that was a wonderful idea, and I wanted to introduce that idea and put it up for debate in the Senate.
All right. Would you like to make a motion or a charge to a committee?
Could I have the explanation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So typically, if you bring forward something like an idea like that, you would say, I would like to charge health and housing to look into opening up the feminine product dispensaries around campus to make them free for students. And so then after you put that charge, someone would second the motion, and then after that we would discuss it, and then we would vote whether or not to charge that to health and housing.
Okay, then I'd like to charge health and housing to work into opening up your funding cabinets.
A second.
Second by Senator Concepcion. All right, with that, I will open up discussion. Discussion on the topic? Yes, Senator Clark?
I think this is a great idea, and it has my full support. I really hope we can get look into it, because as of right now, it seems like they're really underutilized, and it's also a resource that just should be available. Erica Stavis, I yield.
Senator Wicklund?
This is more like a question if anyone in the room here knows. I know that there was an effort to have free feminine hygiene products, in the women's bathrooms around campus. Does anyone know what happened to that particular group?
So that's an effort that the WAC puts forth every year, and they fundraise in different ways and then buy as many tampons and stuff as they can, mm-hmm. put them in bathrooms, and then when they run out, and then they have to fundraise again and stuff. So I think their intention is to be working towards that again this mm-hmm. year. They're also currently free health services whenever you'd like, but they're certainly not always in a convenient location.
With that, I think it would be pretty smart to make this a consistent, systematic thing on campus rather than having one organization in charge of having to figure out all the logistics for it and fundraise and everything. So to be able to make that resource consistent, I believe would be beneficial. So I'm in favor of charging health and housing to look into it. With that, I yield.
Any further discussion on the charge? Further discussion on the charge? Further discussion on the charge? With that, we move to a vote. All those in favor of charging health and housing to look into the access to the feminine products dispensaries, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. All right, so charged. Any further new business? Further, Senator Lang. All right. Is there a second to that charge? Senator Allen seconds the charge. With that, we're going to open up the floor for discussion. You still have the floor, Senator. All right, then we open up the floor for discussion. Any further discussion on the charge? Further discussion?
I just have a question for
Chair
Senator Lang.
Yep.
Was there drinking involved?
Germaine.
Yeah, Germaine.
Okay. All right, yeah, I rolled that as Germaine. All right.
Can you explain the word
Chair
you want to say?
Yes, Germaine is relevancy to the topic that's being discussed. So an example of something that could be called for germane in a different context would be if we were talking about getting spinach put into the salad bar. And someone said, well, I don't really think we should use our money towards that. I think we should actually use our money towards a petting zoo for students to go to. Then you would call germane on that because that has nothing to do with the original charge, or it has something to do that it gets away from the original purpose of the charge, any sort of questions or any sort of discussion that gets away from the point of the charge. And so that's kind of to keep us on track with what we're talking about. Thank you. Where are we in the discussion? Senator Clark. Oh, I'm sorry. O'Neill. Senator O'Neill.
I
was person O'Neill.
Okay. ask him about this and then just to touch base with him and see what else, where they're at.
Senator Wicklund?
Echoing what Ombudsperson O'Neill said, this is a pretty large, complex, expensive thing to consider, so I would encourage us to discuss this a little bit more for what exactly we want health and housing to bring back to us, a report on this, specific issues, perhaps costs, things like that. So I'd like to see us maybe specify the charge a little bit more. For me, I'd be interested to know the cost and kind of who would have to shoulder that cost, whether it be students having to pay more for room and board, or student senate doing some sort of one-time huge investment, what that would entail. I yield.
Senator Clark?
I also would like to echo what previous speakers have said. I think it would be great to have air conditioning in dorms. Boy, would it be great to have air conditioning in dorms. Exhibit is a very huge expense, and we don't have lots of money. But I would specifically like to echo the sentiment that it would just be nice to know for future discussions what the possible cost would be, particularly in the freshman dorms, potentially Rundy-Euler and Complex. So yeah, just having a report would be super helpful. With that, I yield.
Senator Anderson?
Okay, so I have an air conditioner in my room because you can like submit a request if you have certain health issues or reasons that you need an air conditioner. So like that is an option for people that need it, and it's $70 a person to have an air conditioner.
All right. Is there any further discussion on the charge or any amendments to the charge? Senator Clark?
I move to amend the charge to ask for a report from either Res Life or Physical Plant, whoever could give it to you, about a ballpark estimate about getting air conditioning in the dorms I listed earlier. So basically all the normal dorms, except that all the dorms that don't have air conditioning, and also the arms apartments.
All right, is there a second on the charge for an amendment to, all right, Senator Fonder has the second on that. So we are now talking about the amendment for the charge to now be a ballpark cost estimate of having air conditioning put into residence dorms that do not have air conditioning, excluding those with apartments. Is there any further discussion on that amendment? Discussion on the amendment? All right, with that, we will move to a vote. All those who vote in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstain? All right, so changed. All right, the charge now is for health and housing to come back with a ballpark cost estimate of how much it would cost to put air conditioning in residential halls that do not have air conditioning, excluding those that are apartments. Is there any further discussion on the charge? Further discussion? Further discussion? All right, let's move to a vote. All those in favor of charging health and housing, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstain? So charged. All right, any further new business? Further new business. All right. With that, we move to announcements. Who would like an announcement? Ombudsperson O'Neill.
The Men's Tennis team has a huge tournament coming out this weekend. It's here. Come by. It'll be cool.
Where is it? What time? What date?
Swanson Tennis Center. Pretty much all weekend. It's just individual, so there will be guests.
Any, all right, all good? Yield the floor?
I yield, sorry.
Any further announcements for this week? Further announcements? Stay after for 2 minutes. Oh, co-president Svensson. Stay after 2 minutes because we're going to take a Senate picture now that we have basically a full Senate. So we're just going to take it on the stairs quickly. So if you could join us outside afterwards, that would be wonderful. All right. With that and with no further announcements, clerks. Oh, nope. All right. With that, the meeting is adjourned.